Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gooply Cast. We're live right now on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. If you can't make our live show, we have an audio-only version, and you can find that on all of your favorite Android and iOS podcasting apps. With us tonight is custom domain champion Matt Evans. Hey, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
Also joining us is Product Red aficionado Roy Schlepinski. Hey, Roy.
Evening.
Are you even wearing any Product Red today?
Oh, okay. Come on now. Get on my level.
Just want to make sure.
Representing. We also have host of Cooking with Tim, Chef Tim Van Claveren. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
Directing the show tonight is executive gamer Joseph Meacham.
What's hey, up, Jim. Gamers? How's it going? Yeah.
All right, so we're all here tonight to discuss the very important and pivotal launch by Google, the new Google Pixel 6 and 6 Pro.
What? That came out?
Huh? What?
It's not out yet.
No,
it's still up for pre-order.
No, nothing got launched last week. It was all about the MacBooks and
the polishing cloth.
Now, okay, I just have to say something. We now know why the event was on a Monday and not a Tuesday. Because Tuesday was the day that Google announced the Pixel 6. And we were all talking about how it was so weird that it was on a Monday. And we couldn't figure out why. We thought it may have been a supply chain issue with the older version of the MacBook. And they ran out. Because a bunch of locations, but we now know it was because of the Pixel 6.
You think Google came out and told Apple, "Hey, hold off on your event. We're going to do something better," and then Apple changed
it? No, they probably knew that. They probably knew because the press announcements had already gone out saying that there was going to be an event on that Tuesday. They just didn't know what it was going to, or an announcement. They're all virtual events now, pretty much. But they obviously knew that there was something coming out. So to steal the news media for the week, Apple just went in a day before and crushed Google right there. I'm just saying there was more talk on social media about that than there was about the Pixel.
True.
Matt, you totally changed your appearance.
He said he'd be right back.
So, anyways. All right. So, Pixel 6 came out.
Pixel 6 got officially announced. It's still up for pre-order.
It is sold out, though. Like, you can't. One of my followers on Twitter was actually complaining that day because there was no availability there for the Pixel 6. It was like months out or whatever. So,
the deal T-Mobile has for pre-ordering the Pixel right now?
No. Yeah, they had some crazy deals on it.
It's a really good deal. So if you're on Magenta Max, they'll give you up to $900 off the Google Pixel Pro, and a free Google Pixel 6 for trading. And it's got a whole list of phones, but the funny thing is, Tim, are you ready for this? It goes all the way back to the OnePlus 5. If you have a OnePlus 5, you can trade it in and get yourself a Pixel 6. It's only $600 off, but $600 off for trading in a OnePlus 5.
Wow.
What do you have, Tim? Wow.
I have a OnePlus 7T.
7T, you can get $900 off.
But I don't have
Magenta Max. Well, you just get Magenta Max. It's like
I'm on the 4 lines for $100 with my family.
That's lame.
still, I mean the seven. You said you have the 7T, right?
Yes.
The 7T is still like a 3-year-old phone at this point.
Yeah.
You could get a brand new phone paid off if you would just upgrade to the Magenta Max and pay. It's like an extra $20
a month.
But yeah.
But I don't want to pay.
You would still get the Pixel 6 and you'd be blown away.
So you'd get 5G service. It's an extra $20 a month, which is basically you just your phone payment. Unless your phone payment.
So when Comcast screws up on you, you could just, or your internet goes out, or you're sitting at a cafe, all you got to do is pull up your phone and you get 40 gigs of hotspot data on it.
Look at me. Do I look like I go to cafes to sit at cafes?
No, but you could just...
He goes to Panera. There's free Wi-Fi there.
I have my NordVPN to log in.
You can have secure Wi-Fi without having to go through a VPN.
Do you think they'll accept my Samsung Galaxy S6?
S6? Let's look it up.
I think it's got to be like, I don't know, 9 years old at this point? I'm sure it's still fine, right?
Samsung Galaxy, they go back to the S7, not the S6.
That's an absolute scam.
But hey, did you see that they are still offering the iPhone 5, the 5S was on there, I thought.
I see the 6S. I don't see the 5S.
I think it's under the iPhone 13, but they were giving me money for my iPhone 5S.
I believe you are correct on that one.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll work on the Pixel, but
take the Google Pixel 2 and give you $600 off for the Google
Pixel. See, that's what Matt should do because he's got a Pixel 6. He should totally.
You mean he has a Nexus 6?
No, he has a Pixel. Not listed here. He has a Pixel 6 too.
But he can't have a Pixel 6 because it's not out yet.
Sorry, Pixel 2. He has a Pixel 2 though.
Yeah, if he has a Pixel 2, he can get himself a Pixel 6.
Is it $600 off or is that free? Like, what's the actual price after the discount?
So, let me see if I can pull this up. Pre-order now.
The Pixel is $600 for the first one.
So so he get a Pixel 6 for free, and then he would, if he wanted the Pixel 6 Pro, it'd be $300.
Yeah. He just has to be on the Magenta. Has to be on the Magenta Max plan. I don't know what plan he's on
there. But he has Metro.
If you look at, no, he has T-Mobile, I think. But so the Essentials plan, which Tim has, is $35 a line. The Magenta plan is $47. That's their basic one, and then the Magenta Max is $57. So, is $57, which is what I have. And you get unlimited talk and text. You get 4 or 5G premium data, so they don't slow you down. You get Netflix on us. You get taxes and fees are already included in it, and you get 40 gigs of hotspot data, high speed hot data. Then it drops to 3G after that, and then you get ultimate 4K UHD streaming.
I'm honestly kind of tempted. I have a Pixel 2 XL that I just like have lying around.
And as long as you stay on the Magenta Max plan, it'll be set up as a payment one. But as long as you have the Magenta Max plan, it just takes off the money every month, so you never pay a bill on the phone itself. It does show up as an installment plan for 2 years, but as long as you're on the Magenta plan, then you just. And if you end up quitting, like if you only have like $80 left, but you want to leave or get off the Magenta plan, then you just pay it off. But yeah, and you can actually get Apple TV on them for a year too. Right there, Tim.
Can you get
Apple TV?
Can you get it if you're buying an Android phone?
Probably. It doesn't say Apple on us. I don't. With all Magenta and Magenta Max plans. So yeah. As long as you have a Magenta Max plan,
this might be silly, but I'm so tempted to not do it just because I want my AirPods. I like my AirPods too much. I don't want to switch to something they work worse on.
Yeah, I do say the AirPods are great, and without spatial audio, like I was listening to something in spatial audio the other day, and it was like, oh my god, I cannot go back. Like I was then listening to something on my computer, because I put my headphones on, and I'm like, no, I got to go back to it. So
I just get too much use out of them. They're just too good.
They are. I totally agree with you. So, I'm just looking up the Magenta Max if there's anything else.
It is a sweet deal, though, especially for how old the phones are. Those are some pretty trash phones they're taking.
The other thing, too, with the Magenta Max.
The what?
Magenta Max.
The Jamaica Max? What?
The Magenta Max plan also comes with unlimited go-go in-flight texting and Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's actually kind of dope.
That is dope because when I was traveling recently, and we haven't gone back to total traveling, but when we went to Vegas and then when I went to Palm Springs, both of them, like I was sitting there on my phone the whole time, like literally juicing up that Wi-Fi, which was really nice. So that is one of the reasons why we originally got it, thinking that we were going to go back to normal the first time around when, you know, vaccines started coming out and, you know, we thought things were going to go back to normal. I think that's when they launched the Magenta Max plan. And so we came back and then life didn't come back to normal, but we kept it. And they just, I mean, I get total use out of the 4G or the 40 gigabytes of hotspot data every time Comcast goes down. Like I just connect to my phone. So that comes in hella handy there too. And we also have Netflix on us too, which is really good too. I don't know, Tim, you don't get the Netflix on us on the basic one, but basically it's free Netflix. I mean, that pays for it on itself right there. I feel like, you know, cause it's like $8.99 a month for Netflix. Do you have Netflix, Tim?
Yeah, Zoe's grandfathered in. She's had her account for years. So
yeah. So, I will say though, we do have the upgraded Netflix plan, which has, like 4K streaming and stuff like that. So we do get that, but yeah. That's a hell of a deal though. I'm just going to say, even if you were just going to get the phone to swap out every once in a while, but that's a hell of a plan. So
what's the difference in the chip in the phone? How much better is it than its predecessors?
80% better.
Yeah, it's the Tensor.
It's Tensor, yeah. The Tensor chip is 80% faster than the chip used in the Google Pixel 5.
So think of you actually think of it like, you have an iPhone now. Which iPhone do you have?
I think I have like the S Mini or whatever that is.
The S Mini
or whatever the most recent. Yeah, the SE. Thank you.
Oh, SE. Okay. Yeah. So you think about it, like Apple's chips. Apple's been developing chips for a long time to work with their hardware. Google has not. So you just get more. There's more customization features with that. This is the first year of their chip, though. So I would say it's a first run product probably, and it probably could have some errors with software and stuff as they continue to develop their chip line. I don't think you're really going to have a lot of issues with it, but there could be some issues with it itself. So we were just talking, Matt, about the Pixel 6. You have a Pixel 2, right?
Yeah.
If you're on the Magenta Max plan, they'll give you $600 for your Pixel 2, what? Which is the same price as a Pixel. Yeah. So if you were to upgrade to the Magenta Max plan, they would give you basically a free Pixel 6.
Jesus.
At that price, you may as well call it the Magenta Matte plan. Am I right? Y'all were way nicer about that than I expected.
I know. I didn't. Yeah. And you also get Netflix. You also get Netflix basically too. You get 40 gigs of hotspot data.
Wow.
And you like to travel too. You travel wherever. You went to
Yeah, I travel, but isn't doesn't T-Mobile do Alaska or something?
No, so they do GoGo in-flight, which is available on all carriers. So you get basically unlimited Wi-Fi within GoGo. So basically, you basically get 1 hour on all the other plans. But if you do the Magenta Max plan, you get it on. You get it basically unlimited throughout your flight. So,
well, I'll have to look at that because my T-Mobile has been a fantastic carrier, even taking into account the data breach that happened. Like, Netflix is great, and yeah.
And do you pay for Netflix, or do you have Netflix?
I get it through them, and then I pay for the upgraded service, so I get like 4K or whatever. 4K.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same thing we do. You also get, so normally on the like the Magenta Max plan, you're maxed out 100 gigabytes of premium data. And then on the Essential plan, which Tim has, he gets about 50 gigabytes, but you do get unlimited. So your smartphone can't be slowed down based on your usage. So I know you're not a big usage fan. You don't use your smartphone like everybody else does. I don't think
not a ton. So I never reached that higher capacity, but I put a tablet in my car to serve as my like media console. So now I'm using my hotspot more. So yeah. I'll definitely look into the Magenta Max.
Cause help more with my current situation. on the Magenta, when you get 5 gigs of high speed data, before they roll it back to 3G, and then you get 40 gigs on the Magenta Max plan, which I would also say would come in handy when you're at home and Comcast is screwing up your internet. I was just talking about that too, that I whatever Comcast is giving me crap, I just connect to my hotspot on my phone, and I really haven't gone through the 40 gigs of data. I don't do a bunch of, you know, I'm not doing video streaming and everything and stuff like that, but
no, we just live in a world where like it's a fact of life. Comcast is going to mess up at some point where it's important. Yeah. So you got to have a hotspot on the side.
Yeah. So you should definitely check it out though. They're giving $600 for the Pixel 2. Probably won't be forever though, but it's basically an installment plan. And then they give it to you. They give you promotional credits every month. You're on the Magenta Max plan, so that way you don't just switch to the Magenta Max plan, get the free phone, and then go back. That's how they keep you into it. But I think it's even worth it. I think it's even worth it if you're just trading in a phone, you know, with the benefits of it, because T-Mobile does have a great network, and with their 5G, and it would be 5G. You don't have any 5G capable phones, do you?
No, I mean, all of my phones are, not only are none of my phones 5G, they're also pretty old at this point. They're like 5 years old, I want to say. I mean, I have the Pixel 2, and then I have the like Galaxy S8 or S9. So upgrading to a Pixel 6 with 5G would be an insane upgrade in my situation. Yeah. $600? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. We were even talking, they'll give me money for my 5S to upgrade to. I think it's like $400 for my iPhone 5S. I have to do an iPhone, but they are doing some insane plans if you're on the Magenta Max plan. So they're definitely.
Where do these phones go that they can give you like
They're just absorbing it because they're making money off of you getting you on the higher data plan. Is essentially what they're trying to do. And that's the way they're keeping you because they're getting that extra money.
Sure.
So, I mean, we were talking about it. The Magenta Max plan, I don't know how many lines you have on there, but it depends on the lines, but it's between 35, 45, 47 and 57. So it's about a $10 difference between the price of what you pay, and you can usually do the other thing. Like you can do one line on Magenta and one line on Magenta Max, I think.
You can buy a Pixel 2 off of Amazon for $94.
That's a lot.
So you just,
that's really $94, high.
But you buy it for $94 and you trade it in and get a $600.
Like, that's insane.
Like that might actually be worth it to get a Pixel, because I could actually do that. I could actually do that and then get a Pixel 6. Like, literally, I mean, that might actually be worth, and then I could do the same thing with my iPhone, trade it in and get a Pixel or an iPhone 12 mini or something. I mean,
that's like force upgrading yourself for like the cheapest possible cost. And
like $97 and then you get a Pixel 6, basically.
Not bad. Really, really not bad.
That was clever, Roy.
That's tempting, man.
But would you guys consider upgrading to the Pixel 6? Would you consider spending time with that phone? That's the question.
For $97? Yeah.
Yeah, for $97, you'd go through the effort of buying a phone under false pretenses from Amazon, and then you'd have to get it, then ship it to T-Mobile, and then
Take it into their store. You just take it into the store. Do it in the store.
Oh, well, never mind. Yeah, if they got to make it that easy.
Or if you do ship it to them, you don't pay outright for it. It's an installment, so they just, basically do it. But I don't know. I'm still on the fence about the design, though.
Slap a case on it.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, I don't really use a phone without a case. But I don't know. The camera bump. Just
the visor as MKBHD.
That's what I was thinking too. The Jordy visor. It does almost look exactly like a visor, for the iPhone or for the Pixel. But
hey, Matt, it's got face unlock.
That makes it worth it right there.
Ooh.
So
it's got an under glass fingerprint sensor and a face unlock.
And I looked it up
before the show just to tell you that.
And it comes with 128 gigabytes of storage. Which I think is great too, because I think the other ones came with, did they all come with 128 gigs or was it 64?
No. The Pixel 5 started out at 128. I think the Pixel 4 started out at 64.
Yeah, I think it did. Cause I think I think I did pay extra for the 128 gig, but yeah, I think
Pixel
it was
2 definitely has 64.
Yeah. And I saw the pictures of it, though, the camera-wise, though.
Look amazing.
Oh, my God, that camera is... I saw a picture on CNET, I think it was, of them taking a picture of fire, basically, on a coal, and it was hella sweet. Buildings looked great on it. Portrait photos looked great. If you compare it to the main camera versus the ultra wide camera, I mean, everything looked great. I will say I did like when you compared them to the iPhone 13 Pro camera, I did like the Pro photos better, and I thought there was more color and detail to it. The color picture, is still amazing. But I think the iPhone 13 had a little better color, in the photos that I saw, at least.
I was comparing the night modes, between the Pixel 6 and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. And, I think the Pixel did a better job of illuminating everything for the night shift mode. Cause that's what it's called on Pixel. It's night shift. But I thought that the colors looked a little bit more washed out. It was kind of hard to decide because I think you get better color representation in the iPhone pictures, but you get a better, brighter picture in the Google Pixel. So depending on how you want your night mode pictures to look, the Pixel definitely did a better job of brightening everything up. And it's got a 4x zoom, and the iPhone has a 3x zoom, so you get a little bit better zoom. You can blow your pictures up without blowing your picture out more on the Pixel 6 than you can on the iPhone 13.
Some of the pictures that I saw for the night mode or just low light mode in general, the Pixel seemed to capture light more evenly across everything, whereas when the iPhone got something, it would render it in really good detail, it'd capture that image really nicely, but there were more uneven patches of darkness that the iPhone didn't really know what to do with. But I felt like there was something about the pixel where it gathered more light, so the entire scene was illuminated. So it felt like somewhere there was a light, like overhead, shining on everything, so you could kind of see everything, which made it seem really alien, honestly. Like the amount of light that it was able to capture and then interpret such a dark scene and then light it, and it still looks, everything looks recognizable, is amazing. Both phones, great.
I wanted to point out the Geekbench. I don't know if you guys saw the Geekbench's performance on it. So the Pixel 6 versus the iPhone 13 on a single core, the Pixel 6 got a 1,045. The iPhone 13 got a 1,721 score. If you look at the multi-core, the Pixel 6 got a 2,926 score. The iPhone 13 got a 4,681 score. And the 3D Mark single shot, though, the iPhone 6 got a score of 9,959 versus the iPhone, which got a 6,653. So if you look at the 3D Mark single shot unlimited, you got a better score there. But between the Geekbenches, the Geekbench scores basically blew out the iPhone 13. So,
which I think that the first two scores, which are based on like the raw computing performance of the iPhone, make sense, because not only do they control everything that goes into their phone, they optimize everything on the iOS platform to run as good as it possibly can. Whereas this is new tech for Google. It sounds like the Tensor chip is similar to other things that are on the market, but there's still a lot of heavy Google customization for machine learning on the device and specifically for pictures. And it's their first generation product, so you're not only are you probably not going to get like flagship performance. I'd be curious to see how the Pixel compares to other high-end.
If you look at the Pixel 6 and the Geekbench performance on the so I'll just run through the lineup. The Pixel 6 got 1,045. The Pixel 5 got 591. Samsung Galaxy S21 got 1,084, so just slightly higher than the Pixel 6. And then if you look at the multi-core scores, the Pixel 6 got 2,926 versus the iPhone 5, which got 1,602. The Samsung Galaxy S21 got 3,282. So if you look at that, basically the Pixel 6 is kind of lining up with the Galaxy S21, but it's, you know, not coming close to hitting the iPhone on the benchmarks there. Overall, if you look at the 3D single shot score, you do get the Pixel stays in line with the Samsung Galaxy S21, which got 10,070 versus the Pixel 6 got 9,959. And then the Pixel 5 got 3,954. So there is a performance boost between the Pixel 5 and the Pixel 6. I mean, with this new chip, you're getting amazing performance versus what you had. But you're more in line with the S21. I would have liked to have seen them maybe with the OnePlus do comparison, but I haven't seen the comparison versus the OnePlus, just because the OnePlus has been out there for more time. The other thing too, I mean, the Pixel 6 runs Android 12. I don't know that the S21 is running Android 12 yet.
I don't remember hearing that it got launched.
I think they were close to it, but I don't think they were. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you're still getting a great performance. I can run through some of the specs too. The Pixel 6 is a 6.4-inch OLED versus the Pixel 6 Pro, which is a 6.7-inch LTPO LED or OLED, and supports 120 hertz versus the just the regular Pixel 6 that does 60 to 90.
That's adaptive. Yeah, it's adaptive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so 60 to 90 hertz. If you look at both of them are running Android 12. Let's see, the camera is a 50 megapixel wide, 12 megapixel ultra wide in the Pixel 6. It is the same as the Pixel Pro, except for the Pixel Pro has a 48 inch megapixel telephoto lens. And then the front-facing camera on the Pixel 6 is an 8 megapixel versus the Pro, which is 11 megapixel. It's kind of interesting that they did a different camera on the front side, because most manufacturers stick with the same camera versus the Pro. If you look at the 12 Pro versus it, you usually get a better camera on the back side, not on the front side, but they
in,
do both.
In all fairness, though, the if you look at them on paper, the Pixel 6 seems like a much better bang for your buck. They got to differentiate.
I mean, you do. There's not much, but I mean, if you look at the iPhone 12 Pro or the 13 Pro versus the 13, there's not a whole lot of difference, you know, besides the size of the screen, some of the camera features and stuff like that. But yeah, and then video capturing 4K 30 frames per second with the Pixel 6 for the rear camera versus 4K 30 or 60. So the front-facing camera will do 4K at 30 frames per second, though, versus the regular Pixel, which will do 1080p at 30 frames. They both come in 128 and 256, but the Pixel Pro also comes in a 512 gig. The RAM in the Pixel 6 is 8 gigabytes versus 12 in the Pro. There's no expandable storage. You get a slightly bigger battery in the Pixel 5 at 5,003 milliamp batteries versus 4,614. There's a fingerprint scanner under the display on both devices, USB-C, and no headphone jack. yeah, surprise there. The starting range, though, for the Pixel 6 is $599 in the US, $899 for the 128 gig in the Pixel Pro model. So, I mean, overall, I think if you look at the specs, I think both of them are great. You get a little more bang for your buck, I think, though, in the Pixel 6 Pro. But if I had to choose between it, I don't think the Pixel 6 Pro would be my thing. I think I would go for the Pixel 6, mostly because of the price peg and just those other features. Like, I'm fine with 90 hertz versus 120 hertz. You know, so I think
For $250 more, you're getting 4 more gigs of RAM. You're getting the extra telephoto camera on the rear. You're getting 120 versus 90 hertz refresh. The front screen is also going to be curved on the 6 Pro versus the 6. And then you're getting a slightly better selfie camera on the Pro. So that's what $250 gets you. I guess you can say the battery is bigger on the Pro than the regular, but you're also getting a bigger screen, higher refresh rate. Is it really going to... You know, is it really giving you that much battery life versus compensating for the extra display features? I think that paying $600 for the Pixel versus $850 for the Pixel 6 Pro is probably the way to go. Unless you really need the camera. And let's face it, the Pixel 6 is still going to turn out excellent pictures. I see no reason to really go for the Pixel 6 Pro personally.
I agree. It's, the Pixel 6, just everything that the 6 Pro has that the 6 does not have, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I don't think it's worth the extra money. You're still getting that what is it, the 50 megapixel camera, the main one. That's still, that's pretty
good. I mean, for that's pretty good if you compare it to the iPhone 13, which is a 12 megapixel wide and a 12 megapixel ultra wide. So, I mean, with your wide camera, you're getting a 50 megapixel camera. Now, I still think the iPhone 13 has a great camera in it, and in some cases, it's better than it. I think when the Pixel 5 came out, I did see some variations where I felt like the Pixel 5 was better than the iPhone 12, just based on some of their video capturing. But I thought the photo wise, Apple did the best all around on portrait and those. So I'll be interested to see once they come out with some of those videos where they do side by side comparisons, but they don't tell you what it is, and you pick which one's the better one you think, and then it tells you what it is. I would be more interested to see some of those side by side comparisons with the same pictures and stuff like that. So
I feel like in that regard, I feel like if you're a consumer and you don't know too much about all the technical specs that go into the newer iPhones and the newer Pixels, if you're looking at just the price of the Pixel Pro, or really the price of an iPhone 13, and then someone's like, hey, I got this Pro Google phone, very similar features, fantastic camera, top of the line for the Google Android ecosystem, for a little bit less than what you would pay for the entry-level iPhone. What do you think about this? I feel like it might be a compelling, like, switchover.
If you look at the price for the Pro versus the iPhone 13 Pro, the smaller one, you save $100 on the iPhone 13 Pro versus the the Pixel 6 Pro, which is $899, and the iPhone 13 Pro, which is $799, for the same gigabytes of space. So if you're looking for the Pro or device, I mean, you do save a little bit more money. You do get a little more features for your buck with that, because you're getting, I don't think Apple discloses how much RAM they put in there, but I would say it's probably pretty comparison to the 12 gigabytes that you're getting in the Pro device. I think what you lack in there is some of the camera. You do get 11 megapixel front facing camera on the Pixel 6 Pro versus a 12 megapixel front facing camera. But you do miss out on that 50 megapixel wide lens on the rear versus Apple's 12. But the battery life, I think, is pretty comparison, probably. Apple doesn't disclose what size of battery they put in there, but you do get, I would say, probably the same amount of playback, because Apple's been in the game for a long time on battery life, and they're very focused on how the phone uses battery and what applications can drain the battery, and they don't allow batteries to do. So I would say you're probably going to get better performance in the battery on the iPhone versus the Pixel, just because there's more controls over the battery and what applications can use the battery. But Apple claims to get 19 hours of video playback on the 13 Pro.
You guys were talking about the design and how you felt about it. How do you guys feel about the Pixel 6 design as a whole, Pixel 6 and 6 Pro?
I don't like the back necessarily. I do like the front. When you look at the camera, the hole punch, I do like the hole punch on the top of the screen. I think on the Pixel 5, it was on the left. I do like it centered right there on the top. I think that looks a little more clear. I like that it's got a little bit of gap between the edge of the screen. However, on the Apple Watch, I love the edge-to-edge screen on that, on how it goes to it. So I would really be interesting to see how they would do an edge-to-edge screen on the Pixel or even on the iPhone, because I feel like that is the future of what we're coming into. So
yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the bezel around it, especially at the top and the bottom of the phone. I just think it's a little thick. The backside of it looks horrible. Like,
I would say you put, I do what you do, like put on a case, like you
said.
That's
what, yeah, that's what I mean. It's also, if I were buying a phone right now, I wouldn't really care what the back looks like, because it's gonna have probably a super thick case on it. But if I were not wanting to put a case on it, that camera bump would bother me so much when I put it flat on a table. That would annoy the crap out of me.
I like it, and here's how I'm going to justify this, okay? Number one, if it's caseless and it's sitting on the table, if you've watched MKBHD's video, it doesn't rock back and forth. Name me another phone that does that, number one. Number two, that camera bump on the back gives you a nice resting place for your finger, okay, to help support the phone.
True.
And number three... you're going to put a case on it anyway. It's going to even that bump right out.
Case, I think the case is going to make it so much more thicker. Like, because it's still a bump. So you're going to have a thicker case.
It's not going to make it. You're assuming that the camera bump is any size bigger than, like, say, Tim. I'd have to see it in person, but I don't think the camera bump is that big. Are there any pictures?
Look at Tim's camera bump, though.
I hate this camera
that
bump.
That feels stupid. Huge.
Yes, but the Pixel one goes all the way across the back of the phone, which gives it a little bit more stability on the phone. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of it more angled. See, I'm looking at these pictures, and the camera bump doesn't seem like it's any bigger than the camera bumps on the 13 or on Tim's. Like, it doesn't seem like it's that sizable. You put a case on that, and it's going to flatten the back right up.
I will hold my judgment of the back until I see it in person and I feel it.
If it's that big, then yeah, I'll agree with you. But I just, from what I can tell in this picture, it doesn't look like it's any sizably different than the camera bump on my phone. Which, by the way, in its case, because the case comes up and protects the camera.
And that's one of the things that's one of the things that I don't like about the iPhone 13 is the camera bump is bigger than the iPhone 12 Pro. Because I was actually in there looking at the camera bump on the 12 versus the 13 in the Apple Store. And that's one of the reasons why I just don't want to upgrade is because of the camera bump.
The camera bump comes off the phone the same amount. The cameras are bigger.
The bump
coming off the back of the phone is exactly the same size.
I don't think so. I looked at it and I tried to compare it, and I feel like it was bigger.
Next time we're together, let's compare.
Okay, I'm down with that.
In the picture on Google's site, the bump looks huge.
Like, yeah, it looks huge. I'm looking at one on CNET too, and it looks huge. So I'm reserving judgment until I see it in person to see what the bump is like, because
my question to you is, does it seem big because it goes across the entire width of the phone versus, like, say, the iPhone, where it's literally just three circles?
Well, I don't know. I'll compare the iPhone 13 versus the iPhone 12 when we meet up next time. But because I tried on a case from the iPhone 13 on my iPhone 12, and I can see how the bump is bigger versus the size of the camera area. But we'll save that for another discussion. But I'm going to reserve my feedback on the camera bump until I see it in person. If it's like Roy says and it's not any bigger than the iPhone 13, then I could maybe get over that. But to me, it looks huge in the photos that I've seen. I'm curious to what Matt thinks, because he's been awfully quiet about this part right here, and he's just been listening to us.
So when we saw what the Pixel was going to look like when all the leaks started happening, and Google confirmed that, yeah, the Pixel's going to have this ledge with this bar across the back, I was like, okay, they're making a statement about how they're focusing on their camera. And so there's this big divide, there's this big obvious obelisk on the back of their phone to house their cameras. Cool. I like that as a design statement. I think that's smart if you're Google trying to make a statement about something. Seeing it now, after seeing the iPhone 13, after seeing the iPhone 12, after seeing the iPads, after seeing them go to this like sleek, square, rounded corner phone, the Pixel just looks cheap to me. It looks like all the smooth, rounded corners, it just feels alien in a way to me now. Like, it feels a little bit too Samsung-y and a little bit too almost formless in a way. I don't think the ledge or the bar bothers me. I like the idea of having something to hold my finger, to rest my finger underneath to balance some of the weight of the phone. That sounds like it would be really helpful, especially on the 6 Pro, because that'd be kind of a bigger, heavier phone. Tim, see, you're holding up.
That looks huge.
The raindrops have even morphed underneath it. Look at that. That's not normal for a camera bump. Look at
When the 6 is out, let's all meet up. Let's go to a Pixel store. We'll record it live. Or not a Pixel store, T-Mobile store. We'll record it live and we'll check it out in person and see what everybody thinks.
Yeah, and I can't imagine it being bigger than any other camera bump that exists right now. So I don't think it would raise off the phone that much.
I will say, I agree with you that it looks cheap, because if you look at the back of it, you see the G on it on the white version. It looks almost identical to what the Pixel 4 looked like. The Pixel 4 or the 4 XL. If you look at that plasticky material is very much what the Pixel 4 looked like. And I think that's kind of the kind of material you're going to get. But you have to take into account that it's $699 versus the iPhone 13, which is starting out at $799, you know, and has a aluminum case and aluminum back, you know, and all that. It's also made from all recycling products. I don't know what this is made from, but you know, it's the components are going to be cheap for the price that you're going to get for it, because you're definitely getting.
Just to be fair, like, I think that the body of the Pixel 6 matches where they're going with Android 12. Like, it's kind of this fun, rounded corners, bubbly kind of look. And I think, like, the phone fits in with the design of Android 12. I just, after seeing so much refinement from the Samsung series and seeing such refinement from iOS, I feel like this is more like in line with the Samsung A series, where there's not a lot of like high-end design that goes into the body. So the camera bar on the 6 Pro, do you guys see the like silver lining or the metallic lining that goes like on the top and the bottom of the camera bar? The Pro has that like detail, and the standard Pixel 6 doesn't have that detail. I feel like the extra metallicness makes it look even worse. Like, I wouldn't go with the Pro almost exclusively because I'd be thinking about how this, there's so much variation between not only the color on the bottom of the bar, but on the top, and then also the metallic bands that go across the bar. It's just very like busy and distracting.
So I dropped a CNET article in the Discord, but if you look at this, you scroll down, there's actually a really good shot of the camera bump, and that looks huge. That looks huge. Look at that. Do you guys see that?
That makes it look really, really big.
That makes it look a lot bigger than the iPhone 13 or the iPhone 12.
If it's that big, I will give it to you that is disgusting.
Yeah.
If it is that big. Like I'm gonna have to see it in person before I can make my final judgment. I like the look of the back. I do think it's different, and because of that it kind of grabs me. That doesn't, I mean, if the camera bump is huge, then that's definitely a deal breaker for me. But I like that Google went and made this bold statement and they changed the design, and it looks different. It's recognizable.
It's definitely different. Sure. And that is honestly good, because we're seeing a lot of square cameras, you know, and it's definitely different. I would have liked to have seen them made it smaller, made the camera bump smaller, get it more in line with what the iPhone is, even if it was different like that. I feel like they could have done more to make it smaller, maybe had to have pushed up the price to, you know, $649 or something like that. But I feel like they could have done a little more with that camera bump. It's not necessarily a deal breaker for me if I'm getting it for $97, but...
$94.
Sorry, but I will still hold my judgment until we see it in person. So,
and I said it before when we first saw the initial leaks, and I'll say it again. I honestly believe that Android 12 was designed with this Pixel 6 in mind.
Oh yeah,
like they designed the Pixel 6 first. And then they're like, how can we make Android 12 fit really nice with this hardware? And I think they did a fantastic job of matching it together. I really do.
Yeah.
The two look great together.
One of these articles says that it does resemble the Pixel 6 or the Pixel 2 XL a lot more based on the look of it. But I never had a Pixel 2 XL. So, but that's what one of the reviewers said. It felt a lot like a Pixel 2 when he was holding it. So, that being said, any final thoughts? I mean, it was obviously a good seller. I don't know if it was just more or less because of the chip shortage that it sold out quicker. Because I feel like, you know, Apple has a better... Since Apple makes their own chips, I feel like they have a better supply chain for their devices and stuff like that than some of the other manufacturers, which is why in some of the overseas countries you're seeing more supply chains looking better on iPhones than they are on Google phones. I mean, so I don't know if it's sold out quicker, but I think it's definitely a good solid device for strong Pixel users now, using a full Android experience. So that's my thoughts on it.
I don't know. One thing I wanted to bring up. Do you guys see Pixel Pass? Was that announced? Has that been a thing in the past, or is this, you know what I'm talking
about? I saw it on the Google Store website earlier and I didn't take a look into it.
So I'm just looking into it. Basically, it's a subscription plan that you can get from Google. It is 40. I'm pulling up the pricing, but I think it's
$45 a month.
Yeah, and it basically includes services like
it's Apple One.
It's pretty much Apple One, except you get protection for the phone. So I don't know what the details or the fine print is on that, but
preferred care.
Like Apple One and Apple Care mixed together.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you get YouTube Premium, Google One, and then YouTube Premium. I don't know what Google Play Pass is.
Google Play has like games and
it's like a gaming
rewards games. Yeah.
So I think they had something similar. I don't think it included all of those details, but I mean, that's not bad. $45 a month for all of it. I mean, we pay $30 a month, but we don't get Apple Care. Or I think it's $29 a month or something like that.
But it's $30 a month for Apple One family plan.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely
a different family plan.
I don't think this is a family plan. This is per user. So I think 40, that's That's a lot of money per user versus the family plan, which is $29.
And it's $45 for the Pixel 6 and $55 for the Pixel 6 Pro.
Yeah.
So slightly more expensive.
Does that include the does that include the phone though? Do you get the phone with that price too? Or no?
No, it's just a bundle.
I was gonna say that would make it a hell of a deal.
It says right here, Pixel Pass subscribers can share their Google One or Play Pass with up to 5 additional family members, but YouTube Premium and YouTube Premium Music is not available for family plans. That's also funny. Preferred Care does not offer a family plan. So this is $45 without a family plan, and that to me makes it a little bit more pricey.
But Google One
You get 2 terabytes with the Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Or Apple One.
You only get 200 gigs with Google One.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. You only get 200 gigs with Google One versus you get 2 gigabytes or 2 terabytes of storage space with Apple.
I will say this also, the Pixel 6 still only guaranteed for 2 years of upgrades.
Yeah.
Is it
no way? 2 years? That's impossible.
No.
2 years.
Didn't Google literally announce that they were going to do like minimum 3 for
this their stuff right here? A new Pixel. Oh, sorry. I take that back. I'm reading this wrong. You get the latest Pixel, which is part of it, which is upgrades your phone every 2 years. Upgrades.
That's right. They are doing an upgrade program like everybody else now that's baked into this thing.
Well, but that's buying it from the Google store, not from your carrier.
Yeah. Hmm. So, all right, we're running out of time. Roy, do you have any final thoughts?
I'm excited to see more hands-on and reviews of the Pixel 6, and I'm excited to hold it in my hand and kind of test it out for myself. But Matt, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Do you have any thoughts, Matt?
Same with me. I also look forward to Google refining their method of presentation, because I feel like the iPhone launches are always really interesting because Apple knows how to really sell and like punch up the excitement for their products. I felt like the Pixel launch, they tried to take a lot of time to really sell each individual feature that they're putting into these phones. And so I felt like the presentation kind of bogged down at points and talked in really great detail about technical aspects that I don't think the people they're targeting for the Pixel are going to be that interested in. Like, I felt like all the promotional material was like fun and mostly like young people having fun with the Pixel, young creators getting out there, using the camera, using the new video mode that Google has brought their machine learning technology into. But I felt like there was maybe an over explanation of a lot of the technical aspects of what the Pixel has. So I'd be curious. I feel like there's a balance that they can strike, but I look forward to seeing more because I thought them doing it in the Google store was really awesome to see. I enjoy that atmosphere.
Yeah. Joe, do you have any thoughts?
I probably will not buy anything in the near future that is not good with my AirPods because I love them.
Good answer.
We converted you well.
The iPods won me over.
Well,
we just got to get him on Matt. Get Matt and Tim on the iPod bandwagon, and maybe they'll.
In that case, I fear I'm next. Oh God, they're gonna find some one little feature or product that Apple releases.
I think it's like spatial audio. I think we just need to get them to use spatial audio, and that will win them over.
I don't think Matt will care that much. I think Matt will be like, yeah, this is okay. I don't need this.
We'll see. If they release Apple glasses next year or something, it'll probably be over for me. So mark my words on that one. If they release some kind of better, like, daily driver spectacles, I'm sold.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so, Apple, there you have it. That's what you need to do to win over Matt.
It's on film.
Texting Tim right now.
Okay. Thank you to everyone here for joining us live on this episode of the Gooply Cast, and a big thanks if you're listening to our podcast. Thank you. Look for our replays on YouTube and the podcast version of our episodes on all your favorite podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, so that way you'll get notified when we go live with the show and you can join in, and also for when we share new tech-related content. I've been your host, Matt Carter. For Matt, Roy, Tim, and Joseph, we appreciate you so much for watching and listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Gooply Cast.
Thanks for listening to the Gooply Cast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Gooply. And remember, you can stream the Gooply Cast on your favorite podcasting app or Gooply.com.